T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Right now, every week we get the chance to talk to Jason Roop. He is the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story. And Jason, I know you're not with Style anymore, but I kept going by the Style box here at our studios throughout the week going, oh, no new newspaper. Style isn't printing this week. And then this morning, I finally saw the new edition of Style. I guess they had to make an adjustment, but they did put out a paper, huh?
They did, and you know, it was the film issue. I think they were fortunate in a way.
They had to pick a topic.
That's right, and the editor pointed that out earlier on Facebook, that hey, most we're supposed to be in the middle of the James River Film Festival right now, and the 28th French Film Festival was canceled, but they have kind of made a note that a lot of these films are available in different ways, either online or right, through different services, so they can, you can have your little film festival at home. And you know, everybody's going a little stir crazy by now. It's hard to imagine what things will be like in a few weeks. There's a lot of parents are at home with kids trying to figure out work and school simultaneously. How do we live and how do we break these worlds up? And we still need to have a little fun and get our mind off of things. So I wanted to mention some ways that you can kind of, you know, beat that cabin fever that you're getting right now. And one pretty cool idea comes from Richmond Grid, and that's put out by my friend Paul Spicer, who's also in the public relations industry. They've come up with this idea for doing live house shows. So they do a concert series now online with Richmond musicians. And what you do is tune in on Facebook Live. They announce the schedule ahead of time. And when you click on there, you're going to see your favorite Richmond musician performing just for you out of their home or wherever they are.
Okay.
Well, and it could be a band. It could be, you know, personal. And mm-hmm. It's a pretty cool idea, and they also hope to raise a little money for some of the people in the industry that are hurting. But today they have Kanika Cook. Tomorrow is Eddie Pendergrast of the Microwaves. So that's pretty cool. That's the virtual happy hour. Now, I didn't realize this was a thing either. But I guess a lot of museums have virtual tours online. Boomer Magazine did a great story on all the ways you can connect with the Virginia Museum, with Louis Ginter, and a lot of museums, cultural institutions across the state. But those museums are putting virtual tours online. They're also posting their lectures from their different series. You can watch or listen. So if you want to kind of, you know, feel like you're building your brain cells up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Great idea. Mm-hmm. Without actually having to go to the museum if that worries you.
Now, I wondered if people would take advantage. You know, the college students, many of them are doing the online courses. It's been mandated now. So I have to laugh at my friends who've got kids at Princeton and Harvard and are footing a really heavy, or UVA, and are footing a really heavy bill that now it's just like almost just like those online universities that they stick their nose up at, you know.
Right. It's interesting, isn't it? And now this is another thing. You may already know about this. I may be really out of it, but I didn't know until my dad told me. But I've been using, as along those same lines for connecting with learning, libraries are very easily accessible through apps. Are you aware of this, John? Am I the only one that's out
actual
of
books?
Yeah. So if you So let's say you have a Kindle and you're used to buying your book on Amazon and downloading it or wherever you get it. Mm-hmm. Well, you can actually hook up your library card to certain apps. Like there's one called Libby. And I can go on Libby and browse the shelves, click on a book, and have it download to my Kindle free. It's pretty cool.
And
you can put holds on things. So anyway, I thought I'd mention that since we're all inside. If you want to get out and like you really need to go grab a beer today, a lot of the local breweries have figured out new ways of doing drive-throughs, online orders, and pickups. And if you have a favorite brewery, you can go online, or you can. A lot of places are compiling these lists, but. You can just drive up in your car. Somebody will come out. They'll check your ID, give you your order, and off you go. Same is true for some of the coffee houses. Some places have taken their seating out, but you can walk in, grab your latte, and get out. And then,
so when I hear this, Jason, I'm telling you, I really, not to be ugly to people, but the next person that whines and cries to me about how rough life is right now, I mean, if you've lost your job, I get it. And honestly, if you've got a family member, you know, who's sick, you're in a different category. I'm not mocking you. But the rest of us who are just kind of going about their daily life and feeling a little bit inconvenienced when you hear that you can get pickup food. And especially at the beginning of the show, I don't know if you heard this, we talked to the lady at Scotchtown where Patrick Henry lived. And I went out there yesterday, even though the place is closed, and I thought, you know what? Our ancestors lived through so many horrible plagues and death scenarios and the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, people being slaughtered right outside their door, the houses being burned to the ground, the city of Richmond being burned to the ground twice, and we're this worried about this situation and being, you know, locked up in our house with the internet right now. I mean, if the internet goes down, I think then we got a whole nother situation. But
that's the real disaster, right? Yeah. And of course, they lived with unknowns every day. Speaking of burning things down, I'll give you one final idea for your calendar.
Okay.
The Dominion Tower is coming down. They've set a date, May 30th. They're going to implode the big One James River Plaza on May 30th. So if you want to just drive somewhere and get a little bit of an event out of it and just watch a big building come down.
Put that on your calendar.
There you go. Put it on your calendar. 21 stories, one fell swoop.
Interesting. I think that building was designed by the same people who did the World Trade Center in New York. I think that's correct. I have to double check that. But yeah. All right. Well, good to, you know, we got to have some things to look forward to. Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly, who runs the public relations firm Spring Story. Stay in touch. I appreciate you joining us this morning, Jason. Thank you.
Will do. Thanks, John. Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.